With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump White House is ramping up its criticism of the news media. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump has long derided news coverage he doesn't like as fake news, and he's filed multiple lawsuits against news organizations. Now his staff has established a hall of shame for journalists it finds guilty of media bias, and it's calling on everyday Americans to participate with their own examples of where they consider journalists to be unfair. The White House launched a web portal to spotlight bias and already flagged the Boston Globe, CBS News, and The Independent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Minnesota is facing a significant fraud scandal involving a COVID-era child nutrition program where some $1 billion is alleged to have been misappropriated primarily through a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who's from Minnesota, is thankful that the president is highlighting the scandal.
I know that the Department of Health and others here in Washington are really starting to pay attention, but I'm complaining about it because we have known about this in Minnesota for 3 years. No one nationally, until Donald J. Trump said something about the Somali fraud, nobody was covering it. Nobody was actually talking about how bad this is.
He was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. The Federal Aviation Administration warning U.S. airlines that if they did not comply with that emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the recent government shutdown, trouble is coming. The FAA says that each airline could get fines of $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, the Hollywood giant behind Harry Potter and HBO Max. Critics say it'll be a monopoly. This is SRN News. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Ukraine this weekend, targeting energy infrastructure and triggering air raid alerts. Ukrainian forces shot down many of the drones and missiles, but several struck home, wounding 8 people. Jewish communities around the globe preparing to celebrate Hanukkah, which begins at sundown on Sunday, December the 14th this year. This will be the third straight year the Jews will mark the 8-day holiday in the shadow of the war in Gaza, which followed the October 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas. A liberal group is targeting 2 Senate Democrats and an independent senator who voted to confirm some of President Trump's judicial nominees, promising to spend more than $1 million on ads against them. The president has been filling the nation's courts with pro-life judges and those who are willing to curb the LGBT agenda. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania is being targeted, along with Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and independent Angus King of Maine. This is SRN News. The NFL has mandated that playing surfaces for all stadiums meet new standards by 2028.
The playing surfaces at every NFL stadium will have to meet new enhanced standards set through lab and field testing by the start of the 2028 season. NFL Field Director Nick Pappas detailed the plans for the program on Thursday that will provide each team with, quote, a library of approved and accredited NFL fields, end quote, before the start of next season. The goal is to ensure consistent playability and reduce injury risk. Despite player preferences for grass, the NFL has no plans to mandate it, citing no significant injury differences between surface types. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Tom Hicks, the Texas businessman and philanthropist who owned 2 Dallas area pro sports teams and an English Premier League soccer squad, has passed away at the age of 79. He owned the Dallas Stars and the Texas Rangers. This is SRN News.